540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. The leader of the Oath Keepers will spend nearly two decades behind bars. CBS's Scott McFarland has more on Stuart Rhodes' sentencing.
Federal Judge Amit Mehta called Rhodes an ongoing threat to America and handed down a sentence that'll keep Rhodes imprisoned until nearly 2040. Rhodes argued at sentencing that he's a political prisoner, that he and other Trump supporters are being targeted by a regime, and he claimed the Oath Keepers were quiet professionals January 6th.
Republicans are hinting there's some movement in debt negotiations. Here's CBS's Ellis Kim.
Speaker McCarthy said tonight there's still no agreement with the White House to raise the nation's debt ceiling. As he left the Capitol, he told reporters the work is hard, but negotiators will keep at it until they reach a deal. With just a week left before the U.S. risks defaulting on its bills, there is some progress being made. One of McCarthy's negotiators, Congressman Patrick McHenry of North Carolina, said while a number of thorny issues remain, the list is getting shorter and shorter.
42 million Americans are set to travel this Memorial Day weekend, and most will be on the road. Gas Buddy's Patrick DeHaan.
Collectively, Americans are going to be spending $1.6 billion less on gasoline this Memorial Day weekend. So significant savings for the millions of Americans that are hitting the road.
Gas prices are down a dollar from last Memorial Day. Florida's responding to a request at the southern border.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says he's sent hundreds of Florida law enforcement personnel and National Guard troops to Texas after a request from fellow Republican Governor Greg Abbott. Also part of the package, planes, mobile command vehicles, and drones. The announcement comes a day after DeSantis officially announced his candidacy for president, with this being part of that declaration.
We'll shut down the border, construct a border wall, and hold the drug cartels accountable.
Reaction from Mexico has that country's president urging Latino voters here not to support DeSantis. Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton is slamming Democrats for recommending he be impeached for alleged misconduct, including securities fraud. It's one of about half a dozen criminal claims against him outlined in a recent investigation. Paxton denies it, saying he's doing exactly what voters elected him to do. And Virgin Galactic launched a final test for commercial space tourism. Space consultant Bill Harwood.
Virgin has launched six missions so far with company pilots and passengers on board, including founder Richard Branson. But it hasn't yet launched any paying customers. The company is hoping that this latest test flight will clear the way for commercial operations to begin as early as next month.
And it won't be cheap. Tickets will cost about $450,000. This is CBS News.
Find your next great hire with Indeed. Their hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matinere. Here's what you need to know. The 2025 NFL Draft awarded to Green Bay earlier this week comes with a price tag of $7.5 million. Now, Green Bay Republicans Representatives David Steffen and Senator Robert Coles are asking for $2 million in the next state budget to help cover a portion of that. The money would come in the form of a grant funded by the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation as part of the budget. It's estimated the event will generate some $94 million statewide, $20 million of that in Green Bay, and attract nearly 250,000 visitors. The number of deer in Wisconsin with chronic wasting disease up 12% last year compared to 2021. The DNR released the sampling results as part of an update on the disease on Wednesday. CWD attacks the brains of deer and other animals, causing drastic weight loss and eventually death. I'm Jane Matinere. This is Civic Media News.
Welcome to Mount Pleasant in Racine County, your next vacation and business destination. Just 30 miles south of Milwaukee and 60 miles north of Chicago, Mount Pleasant offers scenic parks, an outstanding hiking and biking trail system, and plenty of dining, entertainment, and shopping options. But Mount Pleasant also offers endless opportunities for economic growth, making it the perfect place to establish your company. Help celebrate the sixth season grand opening of the Franksville Craft Beer Garden on May 19th. Log on enjoymtpleasant.org. Zogalo.org.
Zogalo Food Truck Park is so much fun. They have such variety in one place. You name it. Ice cream, bagels, sushi, tacos, pizza, to tasty sandwiches, and a fun full bar to boot with some craft cocktails and beers. You can even host a private party or reserve a heated hut. Support local food entrepreneurs with family and friends and taste Milwaukee. Open Tuesday through Sunday. Find us at ZocaloMKE.com. That's ZocaloMKE.com.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite local radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app, and we invite you to get social with us by following our network's Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook pages. Want even more? CivicMedia.us.
The interesting part of this is he's by saying that he would pardon Trump means that he thinks Trump did something wrong. Now remember, this guy was a former JAG person. This guy's a former lawyer. He knows supposedly this stuff, and in his mind, Trump did something worthy of pardon. And he would consider doing that just because he wants Trump's voters. Now, I just think it's hysterical that all of the right has bought into this. And I was sitting here thinking about this today because this is one of those moments where, I guess being a little bit older, I remember what it was like 20 or 30 years ago. If someone was convicted of seditious conspiracy 20, 30, 40 years ago, 95% of this country would be calling for the most draconian of penalties. The 5% that would not be criminals. This is the weird space that we're in. Just because of the red hat or the blue hat, he's behind Trump. He was trying to get Trump still in the White House. This is one of those moments where we're in a really screwy place. Because I don't know, seditious conspiracy is a pretty big freaking deal that we used to, I think, maybe I'm wrong, but we used to be on kind of the same page on this stuff. And now the weird thing is you've got presidential candidates saying, not a big deal. We'll get rid of them. And it's this kind of weird both sides-ism that's really screwing this country up because there's no more right or wrong anymore, it doesn't seem. There's no more, they tried to overthrow the government. They should be dealt with appropriately. No, but they were doing it for what they thought was a good reason. They believed they were patriots. Watering the tree. You know, the tree of liberty, because they're patriots and they're afraid of tyrants. So they had goodness in their hearts. Nonsense. Wrong. They should be serving maximum sentences. And look, this is one of those things where I would want them put in Guantanamo Bay. Or even if Jeffrey Epstein's former cell is open, send them there. Now, the weird thing is, I couldn't help but think of CNN having Trump give his little spiel. Now they're going to have Nikki Haley. And I guess there are going to be a couple of other coming down the road. Mike Pence is going to have one. My mind went to, when does CNN have Stuart Rhodes, the white bin Laden, doing his announcement from jail? When does that happen? Because CNN has just lost their minds. And they're paying for it because literally everyone is turning away from it, and this is the weird space that we're in, that there are no common sense. Well, common sense is common, it's got to be held amongst most people, and we don't seem to have that anymore. It's really trying because, look, I get a lot of emails from people who want to.
Oh, you're lying. This would never happen. You're lying. You made this up.
I'm going, no, it's right here. I source my stuff. For instance, they're saying you're lying.
Republicans don't really want to cut Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and food stamps and social programs. They really don't want to take food out of the mouths of children. They really don't want to do any of that stuff.
Except they do. How do you not go? It's here, it's in writing. The Republican Study Committee, it's in writing. They want to cut these programs down to virtually nothing. Where do you think the money then comes from to feed people or to help the elderly stay in nursing facilities? Or down the line of things that we as a society have said are what we agree on. I'm in this weird spot. And it's getting weirder. I mean, things are most certainly getting weirder. Like Ron DeSantis evidently doesn't even know how to pronounce his own name, which I guess was a story today. I guess he has flipped and flopped back and forth on how he pronounces his name. Is it DeSantis or DeSantis? I don't know. It did remind me of a couple years ago here in Pennsylvania, where I live, we had a gubernatorial candidate. His name was Dan Onorato. I even forgot his name. His name was Dan Onorato. And one of the ads that he ran on television was holding a card with his name spelled on it. He was pronouncing it for people. My name is Dan Onorato. And it was one of those things where if you have to teach people how to pronounce your name, you're probably going to lose. And sadly, he did. Now, DeSantis thinks, whichever it is, he seems to think he's not going to be on names or any of that. It's going to be on policy. He's going to win on policy. And that he's a tough guy, except he's neither got the policy chops or the tough guy image. So, going to be fun. Going to be fun to see where this goes. Now, the big Twitter launch that we talked about yesterday. Wow. The reviews are in. Not good. The Telegraph headline was crackling voices that sounded like a pre-war wireless. DeSantis lost launch marred by Twitter shambles. Yahoo, DeSantis debacle. Twitter Spaces presidential announcement marred by technical problems. Reuters, Ron DeSantis joins White House race tripped up by chaotic Twitter launch. The Daily Beast, very online and very glitchy. DeSantis announces for president. Another one, DeSantis blows up on the launch pad. That was one of my favorites. And the thing is, even the National Review jumped into this saying it made no sense going to Twitter. So for me, it's one of those things where you go, it's those first decisions. I knew Al Gore was in big trouble when he ran for president because he chose Trader Joe Lieberman. I knew Barack Obama was going to fall short of my hopes and dreams of rewarding work and getting labor legislation pushed through when he chose the guy with a couple of fingers from Chicago, Rahm Emanuel. You knew that was going to be bad, and so on. You see by the choices that they make what kind of leader they're going to be. And I'll tell you, DeSantis is not going to be good. And I don't think he's got a snowball's chance of winning, even if Trump does get indicted, which it's increasingly looking like he might. We'll see. Now, there is a silver lining here for Democrats, at least. Because now all of the attention is going to be off of Joe Biden and off of his inability to really get words out as well as he would like. All the attention is going to be on DeSantis and all the nonsense, and the fact that the Mexican president told
Waukesha, home of Les Paul. Waukesha's famous farmer's market. And The Shaw, W-A-U-K.
When I'm in the car, I'm always listening.
CBS News Brief. Oath Keepers founder Stuart Rhodes has been sentenced to 18 years in prison for seditious conspiracy and the January 6 attack on the U.S. Capitol. It's the longest sentencing of any of the January 6 defendants so far. Attorney Edward Tarpley plans to appeal.
We stand firmly behind Stuart Rhodes. We don't think he's a threat to society. We don't think that at all.
Progress, but still no deal on debt in Washington. Here's CBS's Weijia Jiang.
Both sides assuring the public that they are making progress, that these meetings are productive, but the bottom line is that they have yet to produce a deal.
More than 42 million people are set to travel this Memorial Day weekend. Doug Shoups with AAA.
Demand for flights is skyrocketing, and this Memorial Day weekend could be the busiest at airports since 2005.
But most people plan to drive, with gas prices averaging about $3.57 a gallon. CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
Local radio for your community. Civic Media broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. A new audit faults Wisconsin's Department of Health Services for mismanaging COVID-19 grants and the state's ventilator program. About a third of the grants the auditors reviewed lacked proof that applicants needed the money. Health Secretary Kirsten Johnson says her agency had to make decisions under highly unusual circumstances. The 2025 NFL Draft will be the biggest event ever held in Green Bay. Packers President Mark Murphy says the biggest worry is having enough hotel rooms.
Maybe having some cruise ships. And so we've had some discussions also with Amtrak about running train service up from Milwaukee.
Another concern might be the weather in April. Murphy sounds like the NFL would actually be happy if it snows. In sports, the Brewers host San Francisco tonight. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The four most dreaded words.
My computer is down.
Oh boy, that bites. Remain sane. PC It Back Together will fix the pain. Rated number one PC doctor in Southeast Wisconsin. Great service, great rates, and fast service with no trip charge. Experts with PCs, laptops, network servers, protection, backups, and can even help you remotely. Click PCItBack.com or call us at 262-706-3235. That's 262-706-3235. Remain sane. We fix the pain.
Welcome to Mount Pleasant in Racine County, your next vacation and business destination. Just 30 miles south of Milwaukee and 60 miles north of Chicago, Mount Pleasant offers scenic parks, an outstanding hiking and biking trail system, and plenty of dining, entertainment, and shopping options. But Mount Pleasant also offers endless opportunities for economic growth, making it the perfect place to establish your company. Help celebrate the sixth season grand opening of the Franksville Craft Beer Garden on May 19th. Log on enjoymtpleasant.org.
Love the outdoors but lack the gear to explore it? River West Outdoor Pro Shop has everything you need. Rock climbing, snowshoeing, kayaking, and more. Don't know what you need? Come visit the shop located in the basement of Milwaukee Turner's at 1034 North Velar Phillips Avenue. Their friendly staff will help you find what you need. For questions and hours, call 414-272-1733, extension 16. 414-272-1733, extension 16.
Moving Day, a walk for Parkinson's, is happening around the country. Together we can unite in the fight against Parkinson's disease in a safe but exciting and fun way. So let's get moving. Join the Parkinson's Foundation to learn more and register at movingdaywalk.org.
It's just sad. It's just sad. I'm here to share some thoughts on the top stories of the day, like this. Like the Jesus Guns and Babies woman. I've asked our good friend, Sarah Burst, to come talk with us. Sarah's a reporter over at Raw Story, rawstory.com, the website. Sarah, thanks for taking time for us.
Hello, happy Thursday.
Jesus Guns and Babies.
I wonder how many people have watched those Elon Musk rocket launches. Because I think that would be a really interesting question to ask him. Be like, look, a lot of people on Twitter are talking about how the Earth is flat. What do you think? I would just be very curious how he would answer that question.
Maybe he would just sit there and stare at you for 2 minutes.
Right? I mean, I can see that happening. He's just like stares at you and then quotes the Princess Bride.
I'm broke.
Right?
Malfunction.
Something really random.
Well, let's talk. Since you brought up Musk, how big of a fail was the DeSantis launch? How big of a screw up was that?
What is it that they called when the rocket blew up and they were like it was a successful failure or something like that?
Mid-air dismantle, something like that. A calculated failure.
Basically, it was that. It was failure to launch is what kept flashing on the screen, which is my favorite ever, because it's like, in so many ways. And I mean, what they kept saying is, oh, we have so many people that are on this, and that's why it's crashing. And it's like, there's 700,000 people on it, and you've got, was it like 100,000 or 100 million people use Twitter? So I'm concerned if your platform can't handle 700,000 people at once.
Yeah, because what did someone say, like 800,000 people watch, you know, kittens riding watermelons or some stupid nonsense like that?
Well, there was 850,000 people tuned in for BuzzFeed to blow up a watermelon.
Oh, that's what it was.
Yeah. Which, in many ways, is a lot like what we watched with Ron DeSantis' campaign.
Oh, but here's the thing. The big story that came out of it is he would consider freeing the January 6th criminals, of which are White Bin Laden. Stuart Rhodes sentenced to 18 years in prison today. And the guy named Kelly got 12 years.
I think that's a really important thing that people know, because now it's very clear that Ron DeSantis is willing to support domestic terrorism. And we know it.
I mean, this is, but Trump said the same thing. And this is the weird place that we're in, because I think I remember a time when if someone was convicted of seditious conspiracy, which is a very serious charge, that the majority, I mean the vast majority, like 90, 95% of the people would go, yeah, string them up.
Right. And I think the thing with Donald Trump is, I mean, he could be having... He could be at a concentration camp with Hitler, and Hitler would be like, oh, you're such a great leader. And he'd be like, well, Hitler's a very good friend of mine.
Hitler loves me.
Did you see that weird Truth Social thing that he put out after DeSantis' failure?
Did you see that weird thing?
It's literally everything he puts out, Rick. Like, everything is the weird Truth Social thing he puts out.
No. I mean, this was really, really... Where he calls him Rob instead of Ron.
Yeah.
He goes, my red button is bigger, better, stronger, and is working, truth. And then yours does not, per my conversation with Kim Jong-un of North Korea, soon to become my friend. What the hell is that? I don't understand. Why are we not going? This guy needs to be tested. There's something mentally going on here. Help him.
And that is exactly why all of the right-wing media and every other right-wing pro-Trump person talks about Joe Biden having dementia. Because Donald Trump actually does.
That's the projection. Or, you know that GIF with the cat who's pounding on the keyboard?
It's that. That's pretty much what it seems like.
Now, look, Biden isn't the greatest orator either, and I'm the first to admit it. But I think he's all there. I think he's got some linguistic problems. He's never been Bill Clinton or Barack Obama. I think he's all there, and I love the fact that he's doing good things. But it will be an interesting debate season if you've got Biden on one side and Trump on the other.
The thing is, Biden has a stutter, and so it's very clear. I think it's like R and P letters are the ones where you can see he's supposed to say one word and then he just changes it very quickly, which is the tools that they give you whenever you're doing speech therapy to be able to get through a stutter. And so it's like you can see it when it's happening and you can understand it. At the same time, I feel like he is always trying to be this very steady, calming sort of hand where he's like, nobody freak out. Everything's okay. the room might be on fire, but the firemen are coming. We're going to put it out, right? And Trump is just going to be like, fire, yay! You know? Let's have more!
That's about the size of it. Now look, everybody who's going to send me mean emails and tell me that I'm mean to Joe Biden, I think Joe Biden himself would tell you he's not the greatest orator in the world. But policy-wise, the guy is banging. And that's, I don't care if he just stands up there and waves. It's the policies that I'm interested in.
And the steadiness, like the safety. I feel very safe as an American that his hand is on the button and not Donald Trump's. Because Trump would be like, fire, yay! Right?
It's a hurricane!
Yeah, it's really bad. It's really not safe. And I think that there's a lot of people who are cool with that because they're like, yeah, let's nuke something. There's something weird out there. Let's shoot it and see what it does. But, you know, it's like, that does not work.
Is that how they talk about Cuomo?
Well, I've been watching Skinwalker Ranch.
All right. Now I know. All right, there you go.
And see, it's like now they're, it's like every time they see something weird, they're like, let's shoot a rocket at it and see what happens. You know, and it's like, this feels like every weekend in my childhood.
Yeah, look, and there's nothing wrong with that unless you're the leader of the free world and could cause... Speaking of weird and bizarre, you wrote a piece this week that I found extremely important. I did not know there was a documentary coming out or out on Amazon about the Duggars, the Brood and Counting Group. Was this shiny, happy people? Be more like shady, crooked people. But thoughts? I mean, do we need more of this?
So what's funny is when you're talking about you wrote a weird story this week, I thought you were going to talk about the UFO story I wrote because I really did write a UFO story.
No, that one was good. That was much better than this one.
But the interesting thing about the Duggar that frankly I didn't know is I knew the whole piece about Josh Duggar as a child molester and a pedo and a creeper. I knew that there were a lot of issues with the family and that they're very right wing. It sort of deals with the church that they're a part of.
Yeah, they're part of the Quiverful movement.
And the kind of like the cultish behavior about the church and how they really train them to be these right wing soldiers and the kind of like homeschooling that they do and how just completely disturbing that it is. And they do have a couple of the Duggar children who've either left the group or who are willing to sort of talk about everything and how they've really parted ways with their family and why. I'm sort of fascinated by the psychology of people who buy into cultism, you know, who totally are willing to put their faith in absolutely anything and be like, here's all my money, here's everything in my life.
I just found Joe. Joe knows everything.
Right.
I'm going to follow Joe.
Right. Yeah. And I find that fascinating because it's like, what in your life, you know, is this a nature or a nurture thing?
Yeah.
Right. Are you just predisposed to be obsessed about something enough to put your children in danger, you know, next to this Josh guy who's willing to rape a child?
His own siblings. Like,
yeah, exactly. And that the parents then covered it up. Right. Like that, it's a lot of it is really disturbing. It talks about the family, but more it talks about that religion and how messed up it is. And what the producers have said is, you know, there's so much footage and so much information that we were able to dig up that Josh Duggar is just the tip of the iceberg.
Oh, of course.
Bad it is.
This is the weird thing, because I've talked to people who were part of this Quiverful movement. This isn't new to me. We were probably talking about this 12, 13 years ago. Because we had, and in fact, I remember a woman who had escaped, you know, one of these kind of groups where they have, you know, 15, 20 kids. And the idea is to turn them into Christian warriors and not just foot soldiers, but people who get into high power positions and they do a bunch of networking and wealth building. And weirdly enough, lots of tax dollars go into this, and this is where a lot of the voucher school stuff comes, and the alternative spending that I know in this state, the crazy religious people want the state to pay an individual number per kid so that they can homeschool and be paid by the state to pump out, you know, 20 kids so that they can make a huge amount of money off of them. So for me, this isn't new. And this is another reason why I say, you know, you need a license to get a dog, but any idiot can be a slip and slide and have 19 kids. Here it is.
Yeah, exactly. And you talk about the voucher thing. Texas State Senate just passed the most pro-voucher bill that puts something like $500 million into vouchers and cuts their education spending by insane amounts. Oklahoma just pushed through a voucher bill too. And it's like, you look at, I think the Texas one would give $8,000 per pupil to a family per year. And you look at the average cost of private education and it's like, 11,000.
Well, it's more than that. No, look, I remember when here in this state, we had a Republican representative, a guy named Mike Fulmer, who oddly enough got himself into trouble having some interesting stuff on his computer.
What do you know?
I'm not gonna get into what it was, but it was interesting stuff. They were kids. He had a voucher bill, and I asked him. I said, "Okay, so if I get this golden ticket." You give me this voucher. I've got this golden ticket. Can I take this and take my kids to Abington Friends School in Philadelphia, which I know is about $50,000 a year to go to kindergarten? And he said, absolutely. And I said, they got to pay all of it. Transportation, all of it. Absolutely, he said. He was trying to get me to believe that I could have this golden ticket and send my kids there, when the reality is his own bill that he obviously didn't write or read was only the amount that the school district that you live in pays. So yeah. What it was, really all it was a huge handout to rich people who were already sending their kids to those places, giving them a massive handout and stealing from the local public schools. Perfect way to destroy public education. But also they wanted to go further. Like I said, they wanted to put that money in a backpack. And you could go to a private school. You could go to a charter school. You could go to a magnet school. Or you could go to homeschool. Yeah. And that's the fantasy. That's the goal here.
Where you can basically have your own cults doing your own education for a bunch of kids and then get the state to fund all of your money.
It's brilliant if you stop and think about it. You're listening to The Rick Smith Show. We're here with Sarah Burris. Sarah's a reporter over at Raw Story, rawstory.com, the website, if you want to check out her work. I got to talk about this, though, because you can't talk religious cult and horrible education without talking about, evidently, the new GED math. Maybe you wrote the story on the GED math. Evidently, contraception is too expensive, but having a kid is cheaper.
Yeah. So Lauren Boebert, I know Lauren Boebert, bless her heart, decided that it was more expensive to get birth control than it was to have a child. And I'm like, my birth control is free. You really not know how much it is. She's got four kids and she's about to go through a divorce. And it's like, dude, do you not understand how much money we're talking about?
It's
here?
GED
like,
math. I mean, this is, that's all I can come up with. And the scary thing is this woman sitting in Congress. Because my first thought was, okay, let's just cede the fact that it was going to cost her the $3, which is too much money in her view. Let's say it was going to cost that. She's in a position to change that. She could, I don't know. There's this vehicle that they use in the place where she sits to change things. What's it called again? Oh, yeah, a law. She could write a bill and turn it into a law to make contraception free everywhere and not just in the handful of places that have expanded Medicaid.
Well, there's that. The other thing, though, is it reminds me a lot about the time that she tried to get $30,000 in mileage reimbursements for her campaign, right? And it's like $30,000 for the amount of miles that you would get would mean that you went around the earth like 18 times or something like that. And you're just like, wow. I mean, I am bad at math, right? Like, I walk around my life being like, I was told there would be no math, right? This is just embarrassing.
That's
like
GED
you are humiliating
math.
Yourself.
This is Boebert GED math. I mean, it's all I can come up with. Because I heard her say this, and I had to hear it again. I played it like three or four times, going, "Is this really coming out of her mouth?" Because at the end of it, she kind of jokes, "My team's going to be upset," or "My team's going to." I forget what it was about the team, because she knew what she said was really dumb.
Yeah,
But she couldn't help herself. She needed the attention.
Can you just imagine the chief of staff just like banging his head on the desk like over and over and over again? Like, why? Why do I work for this member?
Yeah, she's a member, but... all right. Although I guess, you know, the sad reality is, I'm sad for them. There's a breakup there, I guess, her and the husband are Splitsville. I guess he was beating up the kid. Or maybe not. Thoughts?
I mean, the kid was screaming and calling 911 and saying, "My dad is throwing me around the room." And Lauren Boebert said, "You know, hang up. He's fine. And it's like, what? I don't understand that. How that works? You know, like, you know, there's going to be a record of it.
Yeah. Now my favorite
you know
part
that it's
was,
already out there.
Yeah, my favorite part was the kid goes, "We've got guns, but I don't think he'll use them on me."
Right. Yeah. Like that was the thing. They're like, are there guns in the house? Do you feel unsafe? And he's like, well, there's a lot of guns in the house. And it's just, oh, it's so sad because, you know, again, like we're in this situation with these people who are crazy and we like to make fun of them. But there are four kids here that she's got to deal with. And now, I mean, she's going to be gone, right? All week long. She'll be home for the weekends, maybe. And she's got four kids that she's got to raise.
Yeah.
And she's leaving her husband, and it's like I don't know how you do that. That's the thing, right? Like it's hard enough to be a single parent, but to be a single parent in Congress is just like impossible.
Well, I mean, she's got enough cash flow coming in; she can have someone else raise them for the time being. But you know,
and maybe that's the safe option,
and
right?
Maybe that is the safe option because you know, as I was reading through this, and look, it's a chaotic situation there. It appears from the outside, and I don't claim to know all that's going on, but I do know gun fetish people.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about the story of the woman here in Reading, not too far from here, who was a gun fetish person who. You know, went through this, got her 15 minutes of fame because a county sheriff took her gun away and because she took her gun to the local soccer game with 6-year-olds all over the place. So for about 15 seconds, she was NRA, you know, hero of the month. And it turns out that while she was on the computer doing whatever she was doing, the boyfriend, husband or whatever they were just walked up behind her, took the gun off the out of the holster that was on the chair, shot her in the back of the head. And you go, when there are guns, that many guns laying around, bad things tend to happen in the heat of moments. And it sounds like, you know, there's some heat there.
And for sure, Jason Boebert has some serious anger issues. They have so many complaints from neighbors about him, you know, speeding off through the neighborhood, running over mailboxes, threatening the neighbors. So imagine if that is your life inside the house and that's your everyday.
Yeah, it's gonna be weird. Finally, I want to get your thoughts on Jim Jordan.
Why?
I was expecting so much. Comer, same thing. I was expecting, you know, the weaponization committee. I was expecting there's a whistleblower out there, or multiple whistleblowers, or you know, who knows, or maybe there's not a whistleblower. There's all their bank accounts out there. There's so many of these claims and comments and stuff that you know, Biden's a criminal. It's all this stuff's out there. Why aren't we seeing anything?
Because there's nothing there. I mean, Comer's already asked for his 90-day extension to try and find more stuff. Today, the only thing that Jim Jordan could come up with is a 2008 chart that's a pyramid of extremism that says that if you're building a right-wing fundamentalist group, usually it begins with people who are activist members of right-wing groups, such as the Republican Party, the NRA, right? That is the baseline.
The Proud Boys,
right? They're not...
the Oath Keepers.
Well, the Proud Boys and Oath Keepers are level two, right? Like that's where you get escalated to the militia. And then from the militia, you get escalated to the, you know, ready to park a moving truck in front of a federal building, people.
Right.
So, and all of these Republicans and the Heritage Foundation were just like clutching their pearls all day long and being like, "You're calling us terrorists." And I'm like, "Would you like to denounce radical right-wing terrorism right now?"
Yeah, no.
Please. I would love for you to. By all means, here's the microphone.
No, I say this all the time. You know, why can't, you know, why they were for years, you know, Rick Santorum was key. You know, why can't you denounce Islamofascism? Why can't you, why can't you denounce Stuart Rhodes and the Proud Boys and these, your marching soldiers? Why can't you denounce that?
Why is it so difficult to say, you know, violence, political violence is bad? And it would give them an opportunity to be like, you know, on both sides, those dirty green piecers like to throw paint on stuff, right? I mean,
the gay people with their glitter.
Yeah, the gays, they got, that glitter gets in everything, and that's just evil. You know, that's political violence on my vacuum cleaner. So, I mean, like, it would give them an out, but even that they can't do. They won't do it.
I mean, you know, like,
why is it you love violence that much?
No, violence works. I mean, if you watch, have you been paying attention what they're doing at Target? You get these idiots walking into, here's my question. Why does this never happen in front of me? You know, why don't these idiots ever entertain me? Because I would love to play with them for an afternoon.
Yeah.
They always go after women for the most part. I mean, the one with the Target, it was a woman worker they were berating. But here's the thing, and this is where my mind is. If you don't like the stuff that's on the shelf, you can walk by it. I've learned that there's going to be broccoli and asparagus in the produce aisle. I hate broccoli and asparagus. I turn my head and I walk by. It's not hard. We can do it. We can do it.
These are very special snowflakes, Rick. They get very triggered by broccoli. But I had a family member who posted something on from Target that it was a little girl's T-shirt that said Queen on it. And he was like, "We're never shopping at Target again." And I'm like, "Really? That's the one that you find objectionable? Like, God forbid you see a unicorn with a rainbow coming out of its butt. I mean." You're going to have a coronary at that point.
Is there such a thing?
Perhaps. I don't know. But I mean, the thing is like all of those little girl, you know, clothings that are like pink and purple and say princess and stuff like that on it. Like, what do you think that is? Do you think that means drag queen? That's not what anybody's talking about. Like that. Come on, dude.
No, that's
come
how
on.
We indoctrinate girls to believe, you know, to believe.
Clearly.
Yeah. I mean, if that's where if your mind is all about grooming and indoctrination, you know, pink's for girls, blue's for boys. I mean, that's how I was indoctrinated.
I don't get it. I don't get it. Calling some little girl a queen or a princess is not. I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. I like glitter. So.
Yeah. But here's the thing. And this is my point. My point is violence works. The greasy wheel always gets the squeaky wheel always gets the grease. And they understand this and they're willing to cause as much chaos as possible because they know they've got a legal defense league behind them that no matter what happens, they're going to be OK and they're going to get more popular because, well, that's what their base wants.
The problem is that you're also going to be doing this in some stand your ground states, and I would be very careful. I mean, we've had this conversation before about how scary it is. Like in D.C., everybody honks their horn all the time. In Oklahoma, you honk your horn, you might get shot. If you have some of these people like trying to hassle people in Target and they feel threatened, they have guns. They will shoot you.
Which is why they pick on women.
Yeah, probably. But my mom's got a gun in her handbag. She's walking around packing all the time. Freaks me out. Like, you know, Louis Vuitton on her shoulder and she's got a handgun in there with a pink handle. I swear to you.
Thank you for that one.
Right? Like, oh, Lord.
Well, but, you know, yeah. Good times ahead. And this is where, you know, this is where, as I said yesterday, this is where we can finish. You know, they are the loud, they are the squeaky wheel, but they are vastly the minority. And this is where the silent majority has to stand up, has to speak out, because the way you deal with bullies is you gather together and you put them in their place. And I think that's where we have to go.
Or you throw glitter on them.
Or I'm not in the throw glitter clan. I'm not there. I know some people like that. I'm just not there. But I get it. I get your take. But Sarah, appreciate the time as always.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.